Hi, I'm here with Phil Baird, Senior Policy and Technical Advisor at IOSH. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Phil, just want to talk very briefly about occupational cancer. And I understand IOSH has launched a survey.
Yes, we're launching a survey of members to try and find out what people's perception and awareness of occupational cancers are in the workplace.
And this, there's actually some very frightening statistics out there at the moment, isn't there, about workplace cancer? I mean, there's one particularly, I think it's estimated that across the EU, one in five workers faces an occupational cancer risk. And that's quite a frightening statistic.
Yes, there are some very frightening numbers out there. In recent research report and publications from the HSE, they're stating that there are around 8,000 occupational cancer-related deaths in the UK every year, and that there are probably 14,000 new cancer registrations that are related to an occupational exposure.
So it's really vital, really, that we get members involved in this survey to really kind of capture people's, like you said, perceptions of this this issue.
Absolutely. We need to know where people are with the awareness and what they're doing. So there are questions about different carcinogens. Are people aware of the numbers of people at risk? Are they aware of control processes that they have in the workplace? And importantly, are the employees complying with the control measures, which is a very vital, important piece.
I mean, obviously, despite this being a very, very important survey, it's only really a brief survey, isn't it? We're not asking people to spend half an hour on this stuff.
Oh, no, it's not like a tax survey, no. It's, it only takes about 10 minutes or less to do.
Yeah, fantastic. And where can they find this survey, Phil?
Okay, they can find the survey just by typing in a search for safesurveys.info/OCSurvey.
Fantastic. Okay, then. Well, brilliant. And I'm guessing we're going to be publishing these figures at some point. I mean, it's not necessarily just an inward-facing survey.
No, I mean, the survey actually closes on the 15th of October, and then the results will be analysed.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, then, brilliant. Thanks for your time, Phil.
Thank you.
Cheers.